I have the opinion of the court this morning in case 23-250, Becerra versus the San Carlos Apache Tribe, and the companion case 23-253, Becerra versus the Northern Arapaho Tribe. An Indian tribe can decide whether it wants to receive health care from the Indian Health Service, IHS, a federal agency, or if it wants to handle health care itself. Now, if it wants to take responsibility for its own health care, IHS transfers to the tribe the appropriated funds it would otherwise use if it were providing the health care. Now, it turns out that that is not entirely fair, because when IHS provides health care, it doesn't have to pay for some things that the tribe has to pay for. For example, personnel operations, payroll, retirement plans, auditing, all that sort of thing. The federal government has a very large operation that takes care of all that for federal agencies. If a tribe runs its own health care operations, it has to pay for that itself. So under the law, the Indian Self-Determination Act, the tribe gets a bit extra to allow it to cover the cost of that sort of overhead. That amount is called contract support costs. So let's say the tribe got $90 million to run its own health care program, the money IHS would otherwise use if it were providing health care. The tribe might get another $9 million in contract support costs. Those numbers are just made up, so you get the idea. Now, both IHS, when it runs health care, and the tribes, when they do, have another source to help pay for the health care they provide. Sometimes the individual tribal members have insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurers. Now, whoever is providing the service, IHS or the tribe, can receive insurance payments if they provide services to an insured tribal member. The money then, of course, has to be plowed back into providing health care. So if IHS were running the program and got $20 million from insurance, it would have another $20 million to spend on health care. If the tribe ran the same program, it would also get $20 million from insurance, but it could not spend all of that on health care. Because remember, it would have to spend some of that money on overhead, say $2 million. So the tribe would have less to spend on health care because it wanted to run its own program. Now, two tribes, the San Carlos Apache from Arizona and the Northern Arapaho from Wyoming, sued the federal government, arguing that under the law, they were entitled to contract support costs on the $20 million in our hypothetical from insurance that they spent providing health care, as they were required to do so under the law. The federal government said no, it only had to pay support costs on money the tribes got from the federal government, not from insurance, even though the federal law said the tribes had to spend both amounts on health care. Now, who's right depends on an interpretation of a very complicated set of statutory provisions, including 42 U.S.C. Section 1395 QQA and 25 U.S.C. Section 5325 small a 3 big A II. Now, these provisions do not readily lend themselves to oral presentation. So to cut to the chase, the court determines that the tribes are correct in their interpretation of the law. They are entitled to contract support costs on the money they spend on health care that they receive from the government and the money they spend on health care that they receive from third-party sources like insurance. That means that the Court of Appeals' decisions in these cases are affirmed. Justice Kavanaugh has filed a dissenting opinion, joined by Justices Thomas, Alito, and Barrett.